Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, answering the question of what is a bomb cyclone? Oh, yes, I've got the answer.
Everybody looks from the sound that it makes. At the track, no questions, the records it breaks. You got the machine, that's not what it takes. It's a looker and it sounds real mean.
Got a bomb.
It's a mover like the X-15.
Got a bomb.
It's a looker and it sounds real mean.
Yes, they were talking about a bomb cyclone when they were describing a recent storm here on the East Coast. And when I thought of that bomb cyclone, I reached into the Relics of Rarities vault where we got all kinds of cool 45, both the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. And I thought of the perfect record, the Cyclone 3 on the Philips record label, and a tune called You've Got a Bomb. Well, I don't know about a bomb, but I'd like to have a 409...
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409. My 409.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. Always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction 409.
409, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Beach Boys 45 from the summer of 62. Both sides had a life. Surfing Safari, of course, scored real big, but even the other side charted. And that's what we're listening to now, the Beach Boys in 409.
If you look outside your window and you see that it's been snowing, it's not time to be going outside. And if there's wood inside the fire, then you might as well retire. You can sleep till you waken, keep it warm. Might as well be sleeping out the storm. If you hear that whistle blowing, then you know you should be going. It's time to tell a little white lie. So instead of running up, you better jump back in and cover. You can sleep till you waken, keep it warm. Might as well be sleeping out the storm. When you're sleeping, you'll be keeping all your dreams alive. When you waken, they'll be taken all away. When you're sleeping out the storm, you're really just as wrong as you can be on any summer's
you
day.
You can be on any summer's day.
You can be on any summer's day.
The winds are whistling, there ain't
nothing new I'm missing. Nothing really happening outside. Save the storm for all the others.
You can sleep till you waken with one little yawn.
Might as well be sleeping out the storm. You can pull up all the covers, save the storm for all the others.
You can sleep till you waken with one little yawn.
Sleeping out the storm.
I think a lot of us did a whole bunch of that, that's for sure. Sleeping Out the Storm, 1968 on the Jubilee record label, the group known as the Furnace Men. The song that's always been such a favorite of mine. The Great Sound of Orpheus, this is the original version of this particular song, even though this wasn't the biggest chart version of the song. But I think in time, this kind of prevailed as the most favorite version. Can't find the time.
I can't find the time to tell you. I can't find the time to tell you. So many things to say, I could fit them in a book, fit them in a book.
Baby, you're right.
the record. Orpheus, a group from the Boston, Massachusetts area, and Can't Find the Time. And strangely, even though, like I said, that seems to be the version that you hear on the radio when you do hear it, everybody seems to play the Orpheus version, which is the original version. But actually, the song that charted highest of that particular song was by a group called Rose Colored Glasses.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Sure Shot 45 from 65. A group called The Other Tikis on the Autumn record label. They kind of morphed into Harper's Bazaar, but I dig that early 45 from them. Once again, Autumn 45, 65. Lost My Love Today, The Other Tikis. Of course, you all know this one. This one did pretty well on the Billboard Top 100. Of course, they love it down on the beaches where they dig beach music. The great sound of the Tams, Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy.
Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let the rain get you down, it's a waste of time.
A waste of time.
Have your fun, live every day in the bright sunshine.
The
it's the same old story all over the world. Girl needs boy and boy needs girl. So be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let love slip away. Find your dream.
Find your dream.
Because dreaming alone is a shame indeed. But if you got love, that's all you'll need. So be young, be foolish, go be happy.
That's kind of like the credo that I live by. Yes, be young, be foolish, be happy. Early summer of 1968, the great sound of the Tams, Relics and Rarity Show.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Day of the Rave's going to take you up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. KDKA, this is a big hit record. Yes, they loved it in Pittsburgh. Mr. J.J. Jackson. What she was doing up there. Yeah, J.J. Jackson, like I said, a pretty big hit in Pittsburgh. They love that record up there on the Prelude record label. Ooh, my litty litty. What'd you think of that record, huh? Did you like
so
it?
Fine.
Oh, okay, well, that's cool.
So fine. So fine.
A lot of people thought that was a fine 45 from spring of 59. Almost made the top 10 nationally. The Fiestas and So Fine.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Raves, Relics and Rarities.
My request.
Well, the guy comes up with a lot of very cool requests. including this next one for Kevin in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Special request from Kevin in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I think he must be studying all those expensive garage tunes that he hears on YouTube. And then he says, well, I'll give Dave the Rave that Relics of Rarities challenge. And then he calls me up on a request line, which you can do as well, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487. You can also email those Relics and Rarities challenges to me, dave@davetherave.com. The other four on the PLAY, the Play Record Label, and a tune called Once and For All, Girl. Here's an early 45 from the Electric Prunes. Called Ain't It Hard, originally done by the Gypsy Kings, but that's the version by Electric Prunes. You may remember Electric Prunes. I guess their claim to fame was that garage classic, I had too much to dream last night. Once again, Electric Prunes, ain't it hard? Well, I thought last week's mystery oldie might have been hard for some people, but it wasn't hard for all of you, because we did have several winners who figured out the record. A lot of guesses on last week's mystery oldie said the Mamas and Papas, and even more said Spanky and Our Gang. But Santi in South Beach, Florida, keeping that streak alive. Harold Fritkus in Edison, New Jersey. And Carolyn Ruperto. Yes, Carolyn Ruperto in East Brunswick, New Jersey. They knew that this next song was by the Peppermint Rainbow. Does have that Spanky and Our Gang sound, though, doesn't it? Will you be staying after Sunday? Wasn't really that hard, though, was it? Top 40 hit record for the Peppermint Rainbow in early 69. Will you be staying after Sunday?
We're rocking, really rocking, rocking with Dave the Rave.
here, Dave the Rave, rocking around the No Static Attic here on the Relics and Rarity Show. I love that record. Paul Peek on the NRC record label, The Rock Around.
It's a Relics and Rarity Stone Smash!
Sound of Ray and Bob there from 1962. Now, that should have been a big hit record. I love that record on the Lido record label. Once again, Ray and Bob from the West Coast. Yes, cool tunes coming out from the California area. Ray and Bob and a tune called Air Travel.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol. At times I can't even eat. Am I falling in love? Am I falling in love? Oh, sometimes my heart skips a beat. 'Cause when you're kissing me, am I falling in love? Am I falling in love? Only if you could feel like I feel, and only if you could understand all the meaning of deep emotion, then you've got to realize that our love is great. Because without you, I think I might die. Please, 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 darling, don't pass me by. For I've fallen in love. Yes, I'm deeply in love. Sincerely, I'm in love.
Dave the Rave's in love with that woman, yes. I had a chance to MC a couple, actually two shows, maybe three shows of hers. Maxine Brown, a soul gem out of a 45 on the ABC Paramount record label, and a tune called Am I Falling in Love, a record which never hit the top 100, never bubbled under the top 100, but here on Relics and Rarities, we love that record. Once again, Maxine Brown, Am I Falling in Love, Day of the Rave with all the records you crave, coming to you live from the No Static Attic.
This is Dave the Rave.
Wow! I feel good.
The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Music power.
Funky.
Rockin' and rollin' in the No Static Attic. This is Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Go, go.
Classic sounds coming out of the garage. Yardbirds. I'm a man. Yes, I am. Day of the Rave is who I am, and it's the Relics of Rarity show. Time for my mystery oldie contest, where you got to try to figure out who's doing the record. It's one guess only. And, of course, you can call me up 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. I think I'm going to stump a lot of people with this next record. Very cool record indeed. Once again, one guess only. Mystery oldie time. Who is singing this record?
Why don't you go and talk to me?
it might be a little bit too cold out there. That's my mystery 45. Once again, one guess only. We play just for fun. Call me up, 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487, or email your guess to me, dave@davetherave.com. As we head down to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, for these guys, the great sound of the Magnificent Men for this magnificent record.
I could be so happy if this girl and I could get together. There would never be no stormy weather if I could hold her in my arms. I could be so happy knowing she'd be there to love and guide me.
Sound of the Magnificent Man. They loved that record in Philadelphia. Yes, they did. On the Capitol record label, Magnificent Men and I Could Be So Happy. Of course, I'm always happy. When I'm playing records, I'm in my glory. Sometimes it hurts me a whole bunch. I love her so much it hurts me. Majestics on the Linda record label. Don't go anywhere. I will soon pick my discovery of the week.
This is Relics and Rarities.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
You know, a 45 that came out on the Capitol record label in late 63 and got positive. Very strong reviews, like in all the trade papers, you know, magazines like Billboard and Cashbox and so forth. A group out of Elizabeth, New Jersey, led by Richard Kelly, who also wrote the song, a group known as The Ovations. They put out this great 45 in late 63. Guys from Elizabeth, New Jersey, were feeling pretty good. Nice reviews on that record on a major record label, Capitol Records. Ovations, I Don't Want to Cry. Unfortunately for the Ovations, right around the same exact time that that record came out, well, Capitol Records got so involved with another record that had come out. Yes, Ovations got swept away by the British Invasion.
Oh, yeah. Such a feeling that my love, I got.
Well, that record, that sound, the Beatles, that changed the landscape of the music scene, that's for sure. And that's going to do it for my Relics of Rarity show. I had a blast as always. Yes, I just love digging into these boxes and crates of 45s and pulling out some cool hits and a lot of records that definitely deserve that second chance on the radio. You can check out archive shows at my website, by the way, www.davetherave.com. And, of course, if you've got a lost 45, like people like Martin Rivas, yes, we'll get to that one next week. You can call me up at 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. And take a guess. Go ahead on that mystery oldie record. Of course, you can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.